On air, online, on now.
Yes, yes. You're tuned into the Time Machine Sessions, Friday night party before the party. My man M Ski, give it up.
What up?
For M Ski.
I'm here. I'm in the house. What up? What's happening?
My man. Listen, if y'all don't know, M Ski is more than a guest. This is my personal friend. This is my partner in recognition.
Yes, sir.
The All Vinyl Party that he started. I was just supposed to be a guest. And then it turned into a twosome.
Well, you know, we both love music, Mo, so the match made in heaven. I've been following your career, of course, for a long time, so I'm just glad to be here, man. And, you know, like I said, we're friends, we're partners, and we love music, so that's what we're here to get into.
Exactly. Speaking of music, that brings me back to wanting to ask, how did you get the bug? When was the first time you realized you had the bug for the music? I mean, even before DJ. Can you remember? Is there a moment you can remember? Is there
well, you know what? I'll tell you, Planet Rock, I think, started everything for me when I heard Planet Rock. On
before
92.
That, as before a that? Child.
Mm. Well, you know what? My dad used to really love reel-to-reels, and he used to have all these reel-to-reel tapes of, like, the end-of-the-year mixes on WBLS here in New York. Mm-hmm. So I was just fascinated by all the selections that would be on these reel-to-reels, and then I don't know why I did it, but I would memorize where certain songs were on certain tapes without the track listings. And my father would just be amazed. He's like, well, how can you remember all this stuff? And I think that's the definitive moment of when I knew, or when my body felt like, yo, you know what? This is what I want to get into. The music is, there's a force in this, and I want to get into it.
Because I know for me, it was with my father and the 45s and the albums in the living room.
I could just imagine, man.
In LG. And when was the first time you got on the turntable? How did you first get inspired by the turntable?
Wow. I mean, you know, I had friends' older brothers that used to spin. And we used to just watch him. And then all of a sudden, I was like, yo, I want to get turntables. And I remember it was 1986. Mm-hmm. I had two turntables that were two different brands. I bought one from one place. I got another one. I think it was given to me. And it was this mixer that I don't even know the brand of it, but I just knew that it could mix sound. And I was like, bet. That was my first setup. So if you, any young listeners out there listening, that was kind of like the boot camp of mixing back then. If you didn't have the top of the line equipment, you learned on shoddy equipment. And in addition to that, and Mo knows what I'm talking about, as far as blending. Blending is a key component of DJing. I used to have to start blending disco records together. And as you know, Mo, blending disco records, the drummer's not really always on time. And if you're going to ride a mix and make it proper, you got to learn how to ride that pitch. And this is before Technics 1200s that I had. So the art of blending, I started back then on messed up equipment. In 1986, that's when I started.
Hey, man, BSRs, Gerards, who you telling? And then I moved up to the B101s. That was my first turntable. So,
wow.
Yeah, I didn't get Techniques, the 1200s, till maybe like early 90s.
Oh, wow. So by that time, like, you would spun on other stuff that when you get to the Techniques 1200s, you got the pitch lock and you good to go.
Man, we used to just memorize records by BPMs. You just figured it was around that and you just grabbed the record and somehow it just worked out. But see, it's a lesson though. It's a lesson and it's an experience, man. I'm glad that we came up that way because that's what makes the technology right now all so more affordable.
It makes it affordable, but at the same time, I think, and I don't want to be negative, but
I say affordable, meaning anybody that's from our era that you see, like peace to DJ Red Alert, one of my favorite, DJs of all time. You see anybody like DJ Red Alert, DJ Scratch, Pete Rock, a large professor who I was with about a week or two ago. You see cats rocking with the MP3 and the Serato. They can afford. There's that word again. They can afford. They afforded the right to make that transition. It's pretty different from a lot of people that's coming straight into the MP3 thing and never had, like, experience with vinyl. And then when you speak of vinyl, then you speak, we thinking of old formats and just going back in time. I know for me, before even having equipment, the radio.
Oh.
The radio was...
When radio was radio, they took chances. They taught you things.
That was my teacher, man. Everything everything from Mr. Magic.
Indeed, yes.
Jerry Bloodrock.
Rest in peace. WHBI.
All the way to Tony Humphries on 98.7
Kiss FM. Yes, sir.
Timmy Regisford, Merlin Bob.
Yes, DJ Charisma.
Still got all my tapes, too.
Oh, me
still
too.
Got all my tapes.
Analog, baby.
DJ Reggie Wells. These are my heroes.
Salute.
People like that. So when we speak of radio, you became a pioneer radio yourself.
Yeah, I was on the longest running hip hop show in New York City, legendary Jason Wu's Underground Railroad, WBAI 99.5.
Say it again. Say it one more time.
The legendary Jason Wu's Underground Railroad, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City for 11 years.
Okay.
And the spinoff show of that, which you were involved with, the incredible Rare Radio Show, for those who remember. We did it sporadically for 11 years, 5 hours, commercial-free, unadulterated disco and house, commercial-free for 5 hours, from midnight to 5 a.m, man. Wow. I got those tapes, too. I mean, if you guys want to check some of those out, I can give out my information later, but yeah, I guess I am part of New York history.
And we can't even, you know, that was your man's, but then I got opportunity through you to get to meet him. Wonderful guy, we miss him. We can't even speak about.
Yeah, I just caught a chill just thinking about it, man. My man.
G-Man,
a.k.a.
Yes.
Glenn Holt. Yeah, so Glenn, I miss you. Rest in peace, brother. Can I give out my links and stuff?
Well, before you do that, yeah, we got you wah-wah in the house. I just want to make sure that the listeners, that they understand what projects, what you're working on, what do you have coming out? I'm pretty sure it's got to be something that you're working on. Oh, I can't forget, we have to talk about our hip-hop side.
Of course we do.
Me and you, we had an album together.
Two for one. Fresh Pressons Records out of the UK.
That's right.
Me and Mo did a collaboration album, so if you're not up on that, I believe it's still up on iTunes. If you want to get the wax, contact Fresh Pressons Records in the UK. Yeah, I was just really privileged and honored to be able to do that collaboration with you. But other than that, I got a group called The Good People, Hip Hop Soul, me and my man Saint. You can go to thegoodpeople.bandcamp.com to check us out. A lot of joints. I have a lot of individual guest appearances. A lot of these joints are overseas, so if you Google me, of course, you'll be able to probably see a lot of these releases overseas. But yeah, I stay busy, man. You know, matter of fact, word has it that I might even be doing another Mo B track soon. I'm not sure. That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
You put me on the spot right there, but at the same time,
I said, Mike, I don't know.
But at the same time, Emski, you my man.
No doubt. Yes, sir.
And you are absolutely good, all good for it. So it's no problem. Yo, man.
Oh, I got one more thing. I got to tell people about two other radio shows that I'm doing.
Yes, plug
every,
it all.
Every
plug
Wednesday, the Controlled Substance Show, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I feature a different kind of music every week. I keep it fresh. A lot of people's music tastes, I mean, they can be a little bit in the of a box sometimes, but this show is basically for everybody. It's an open format. One week you may hear freestyle. One week you may hear Afrobeat. The next week, Soulful House. The next week, lounge hip hop. Like, I try to touch all bases of quality music with quality mixing, okay, if that makes sense. And of course, Controlled Substance has to do with drugs. Music is a drug. Music is everybody's drug. It makes you feel better. Do you understand how this operates? Controlled Substance, every Wednesday, Radio Free Brooklyn, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Also, Friday nights, the Pen Joint Show. We're going to flip the script here. It's hip hop. New and old underground independent hip hop for an hour from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. NeverSayNever.com. That's Bushwick Radio every Friday, 5 to 6. It's called the Pen Joint Show. And then one last thing. Sunday, August 26th, I'll be on Beat Miners Radio doing a 2-hour disco and house music set. Shout to Mr. Walt and Evil D.
Shout.
Yeah.
Shout. Shout.
Yo, I really appreciate the invitation to Time Machine Sessions. It's always an honor to play with Mo. As he said before, we have the recognition party that jumps around from place to place in New York City. Stay tuned for another date soon.
Yes.
For now, some grooves, man, because you know how they used to say on Kiss FM back in the day? More music, less talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think. We good. Is that it?
We good.
Can we go in? Yo, shout out to Chill. Chill, love you, bro. All right, I see you. But we about to get into this. This is the Time Machine Sessions. It's Easy Mo B Show. I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to be here, as Eddie Murphy once said. Yo, let's get into this, man.
Yo, so that's... Yo, so Emski, man, like I said again, more than a guest, special friend.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All day.
You are welcome here at Time Machine Sessions anytime.
Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in.
Let's go.
You just heard DJ Emski, my man's.
Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.